Welcome to the People's Podcast, the official podcast of the Adelaide Football Club.
And we are back. The podcast is back. The Viss is in the house. He's not happy. There's a bit of animosity between the Chief and the Viss at the moment, Kat. But it's been a few weeks, but we're finally back on track.
Yeah, we've got everyone in the room. Chief's been in here for 3 weeks just waiting for us to...
Yeah, exactly. The Chief has not given an absolute... You keep walking
out. It's on the People's Champ.
You still got no material.
Every time we talk about bringing the podcast up, it's you that can.
You want to know that voice, or will we hear it again?
It's been a few weeks, Kat, since we... How long has it been since we last podcasted?
It's been a good three.
We sort of need some continuity, gents.
My apologies,
but...
We'll get someone knocking on the door.
Hello?
Oh, that's Andy, mid-podcast.
Moving on, first night game of the year, Pat.
Did you enjoy the night training session the other night?
Yeah, do you want to explain why we did that, obviously, the obvious reason?
Well, we had the Crows Pie Night, which was just outstanding.
That's not the reason at all.
No, hang on. We had the Crows Pie Night, so we had a great opportunity to bring all the fans in and engage with the fans, but just, I suppose...
Didn't get a pie?
Neither.
Well, I did. I had a bloody big pie. We reproduced the conditions that we'll face Saturday night, Chief.
First time I trained at night, going to a night game.
Did you enjoy it, Chief?
Yeah, I really did. And especially the, people might have checked through social media, but the boys were...
Up and about,
because they were able to wear their old club jumpers.
Yes, we saw you, the
Halebury Bloods. Halebury College.
35 or 40 grand a year, I think it is.
What a school.
What a school.
Fantastic school.
Quarter of a mil for nothing.
Really wasted their time on you, didn't they, Chief?
Might have a lash already stored away, but Jesus, I'll tell you what, the worst jersey went to was one in a can. The worst jersey.
We're in Australia, mate.
Was the Murray River.
It's a podcast, Chief, so you're going to have to describe to us what exactly this jumper is.
Oh, I'm not sure.
It's a Guernsey, mate. We're in Australia.
What's that?
Guernsey.
It can also be called Jersey.
Guernsey.
It was white, Chief.
Yeah, it was white.
What was that scribble running through the middle of it?
It looked like a snake.
The heart of the Murray, mate.
It looked like a snake. It had the Murray River on a jersey.
Swan Hill, the heart
what
of
were
the
they
Murray.
Thinking? That's the worst football jumper I've ever seen.
Heart of the Murray.
No, you've run through the heart of the Murray a couple of times now, but...
Chief, Halebury looks like Dracula's jumper.
Some of them might have put a footy oval on theirs. It's just so silly.
What about best on Dougie's woolen number?
I'll tell you, Nutsy's was pretty good. Nutsy's jumper was older than him, which is bloody impressive.
I like the original ones. I don't like the ones like Dangers, just copy kangaroos.
Yeah.
Mate, Anglesey's been around for 170 years. Yeah. Before we introduced AFL. Yeah.
The original ones.
Yeah.
What about Pods with number 70 on the back as well?
Yeah.
Well, Jake Lever had 91.
That was his age.
Jake Lever had 91 on his.
A bit of carry on, I reckon.
I was going to say that was when he was born, but he was born in 1995.
All right, SNFL.
The SNFL is back this week.
Missed
Central
it last
District,
week, Chief.
Elizabeth Oval, a couple of handy
Ponderosa.
This week.
Ponderosa.
Yes, we've got
Sammy Shaw's back.
Sammy Shaw's back this week, which is fantastic. He's had a
long layoff.
Long layoff, and he's worked extremely hard to get back.
Echo in here, is there?
No, just agreeing.
Okay. So, as you mentioned, one of the podcast's favourites.
Rory Atkins. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good to have him back too. Who's, he thinks...
He's having a great pre-season before he hurt.
Yeah, he thinks he's one game back and straight in.
Must be the new living conditions for the Rat.
Yeah.
Where is he living?
Yeah, he's living at my place.
Are you sure?
He's never there.
I have got it on good authority that he has cooked once in the 6 months he's been there.
Twice. Cooked this week.
What's his salmon? What's the dish?
Salmon.
Ooh, what salmon dish?
Take away.
Spring onions on there.
I thought it would have been...
Eight spring onions.
Surprise. There's not too much that you like.
Love salmon, though. Love salmon.
I thought it would have
keep
been...
Keep digging in, Rat.
The Bravo takeaway from Aggie.
Nah, he's all right, the Rat. Loves his PlayStation.
While we're on food, actually, I'm going to stay on this while we're on food, and I might move into my lash.
Lynch's lash.
Because, I mean, obviously a very disappointing result last week, Pat, up in Sydney. But yes, I'll tell you what.
Have you got a reason why we're
not?
We may be headed back next year, so just go easy.
I'll tell you what. There is nothing to do in Homebush.
That's all right.
Absolutely nothing.
Maybe that's why they're so good and they're having a bit of trouble.
Oh, went for a walk and nothing was open. There's no shops. There's nothing there. The boys, we got in the 12 seater, a few of the boys, and we've gone down the road thinking, we'll just head down the road, 10 minutes down the road to get something to, maybe a coffee or something like that, straight into bumper-to-bumper traffic. So that didn't last long.
Which you made contact with a bus.
What's that? No, bus nearly ran me off the road. but there is nothing in Homebush. You would have thought 15 years it's been there. Just put a couple of shops in. A supermarket maybe. Something.
Not too happy.
Oh, I was starving all weekend.
So that's why.
That's why.
That's why we've lost.
I bloody knew it.
Just hungry all weekend.
Chief, I'm going to give you some names here. Now, I'm not going to go the Lash, yep, because that's your domain. Yep. I'm going to give you a few names. Moody.
What, Tom Moody?
No. Oh. You're just going to have to think the
Matthew
names. Moody.
Yep.
Friedman. Hayes.
Lee,
Cummings. Jenkins. What do they all have in common?
They all own stallions.
They're all horse entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Can I just clarify something?
What?
I'll give you a couple of names.
You're not privy to this, but my purchase of the horse has since been null and void.
What?
We got some negatives on the x-rays.
The x-rays?
Boy's an egg.
Nah, it's got some
doesn't have a neck.
Foot issues.
Oh,
I'll give you some names, Kat. Dangerfield, Lynch. Actually, Josh might be off this one. And that might be it. Both never catch fish. Ever. Never caught a fish ever. Yeah, one of us has got a $100,000 boat and one of us doesn't.
It's in the shed as well.
What?
It looks good in the shed.
What type of boat is it?
North Bank.
Oh, why would you go anything different? My good mate Johnny Holland bought a North Bank.
And who else? Wadey?
Just Johnny.
Just Johnny?
Just Johnny.
The Dutchman.
he bought the North Bank. He's pretty pleased with his fishing.
Speaking of the Dutchman,
yep,
one of the great up-and-coming spin bowlers.
Yeah, he's 40.
In the country.
He's 40.
Hang on. So you think if the Dutchman was invited to spin camp, Chief, he'd be
I would probably move on.
Let's go to spin camp up and up.
Dutchman.
Actually,
he's been invited to spin camp. And did he go, Chief?
Yeah, he was there. That was that might have been spelt from old little Jimmy. Jimmy might have spilt that one to me. Actually, did you see Pato up at the Gold Coast game a few weeks ago?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, one of Crow's favourites.
Oh, absolutely.
He's a big fan of the Crows, Pato.
Big fan of the Crows. Yeah, big fan of just buffets in general as well, Chief.
Yeah, came and watched it a few weeks ago. Put up with him for lunch. He had the salad.
Yeah,
he said, I'm in a fitness regime, you know, working hard to get my skinnies down. I said, oh, okay, yeah, good idea. They saw him at the footy. I said, oh, are you going out for dinner after this? Nah, I just had two hot dogs. Two hot dogs.
Still collecting millions.
Straight off the diet 3 hours later. What a life the cricketers have got.
Oh, Jimmy. As easy as it comes.
Now, Matthew Dellavedova is just...
Oh! What a star.
And Viss is claiming him. Like, Viss has seen him once.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like a proud father.
Saw him once in the airport. Now he's claiming his best mate.
Proud father, both country Victorians. You should feel the love.
He's the reason that all of a sudden Dally's playing the way he is, Chief.
He just carried the king, apparently. Just carried the role.
Since renamed the king, the prince.
Now, you're not happy with another country.
Well, anyway, let's stay on that just quickly. Sorry.
No, I know. He's not happy with Chief.
We'll have an Australian winner.
Regardless, yes.
Regardless, with Bogey on the Warriors. Yeah. So, who are you going with in the finals?
Tough split. Both me boys. So,
both your boys.
Bogey and I are close.
He walked past him once and he always brushed arms.
We mean close.
No, fairly close.
Met him close.
Had a chat with him in a lift one day. he'll recall. And a couple of Twitter conversations.
You favourited something? And he was just like, favourited at the tweet back?
Bogey will write back to this, I'm sure.
Right.
He's listening to the podcast.
Well, the Bombers don't do a podcast. Maybe he is.
I'm with the Cavs on this one. Sorry, Andrew. I know you're listening.
You just told us that you're basically best friends with him.
And you're just going against him.
Well, the Cavs have got two Australians.
Well, why the Cavs?
Golden State have got one.
So you've been happy with Dellavedova this, but you're not happy with another country. You're not happy with Americans.
I'm going Golden State anyway.
No one cares what you think, Pete.
Golden State.
Your expertise is cricket. All right.
Well, that's it.
You know what?
That's arguable.
You're not happy with the Americans.
Yeah, this. A lot of carry on. Dally's copping a lot of heat in the States at the moment.
What for?
Oh, they reckon he's a dirty player.
Well, he is a dirty player. Just jumping on the ball, like putting his body on the line.
When the cherry's there to be got, you get it. Dally's getting it.
Breaking people's legs.
The Americans are too. I love America.
Soft, aren't they?
It's hard for me to say this.
Hang on. I just want you to be careful. You're heading back.
Correct.
In October this year.
They might let you in.
They might not stamp that passport.
I'll back off that one then.
They have been gutless though, this. Dally's he's just getting blokes out of his way.
Dally's preparing for an NBA championship and or got a hangover from last night's celebrations.
Well, the Hawks are complaining
about... The Hawks are in the Bahamas on holidays.
Just in the off-season.
Correct.
All right. Saturday night, boys. Frio haven't lost a game. Let's get 50,000 there.
I'm disappointed we haven't had a 50 yet. I know we've had some awkward time slots, but...
Yeah. Well, it's Saturday night, this. It's 7 o'clock. It's prime time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Correct. Is it on Channel 7 or a Foxtel game? I know they're all 7 here,
but... Foxtel game.
We're playing against one of Lynch's old coaches, this.
Ross the boss. Well,
one of them. How have I got?
Well, he might have had assistants that have taken a few training sessions.
Ross.
I was going to say, one of
the boss.
Ross the boss. So that'll be interesting.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. The snake's not coming over this weekend, actually.
The snake?
No.
Not coming over.
Not just he said, oh, she'll spend this one alone.
And how's the chairman going? Shout out to the chairman.
The snake. Oh, sorry. So
Jake Lynch.
Jake the snake is Lynch's brother. Now, 2 weeks ago, the boys played
and
up.
And or twin.
Yeah, a bit of redness about him. 2 weeks ago, the boys played up in Balaclava. Now this, you took the trip up with the Vis, the Serpent, and also David T.
Usually quite outspoken, the Serpent.
Is it true?
Might chew an ear off more than I would.
That you could not get a word in with Peggy.
I'll tell you what, Snake was gutless. We weren't sure if we left him at Balaclava.
We need to give a quick shout out to the chairman who's on holidays. Oh. Missing him.
Who's the chairman, this?
Andrew Lynch, the chairman. Chairman of selectors. Chairman of the boards.
That'll do, mate.
Enjoy the holidays.
You guys always leave early.
You've got to give your last chief.
I just did about eight of them. That's what happens with me. Finish early.
Now, this it is Indigenous round this week.
Yeah, correct.
Eddie's been in sensational form. How have you made his first 8 weeks of the season?
Best player we got for mine. I know we don't want to individualise, but he's an absolute star.
He has been very good.
If you continue this and he misses out in All Australian, I'm giving up.
There'll be a riot.
I'm giving up.
You're giving up?
Do we win Indigenous? Yeah. Pretty fond memories, Indigenous round for us.
Last year, our first one.
Gold Coast.
Yep. In the jumper.
The jumper. The year before, the miracle at the Etihad, wasn't it?
That was it.
Yep. So are you calling it this? Massive challenge against Fremantle. Haven't lost a game this season.
No doubt. It's all obvious, but our best is good enough.
Righto, this, well, it's been a long time coming, but it's great to be back. Hopefully, Katrina, if you actually get organised rather than just, you know, sit up in your top office and just...
Yeah. It's all my fault. It's not the chief who has actually left
already. The chief has left already. He's been absolutely useless.
That's been a good one, Chief.
We'll be back next. Chief, what are your thoughts? Yeah, very good. All right, well, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the People's Podcast, the official podcast of the Adelaide Football Club.